nice podcast.
So you guys are still on your network, right?
You know, I don't think so. They haven't sent us any emails saying...
Like a C&D. Stop using our name in your podcast.
Just stop existing, please.
No, we're hoping that this episode will do that.
Yeah. We've talked about, you know, eating spaghetti until your stomach ruptures, and then we talked about two girls, one cup. So, you know, off to a good start.
Ace podcast.
Let's see how far we can take it.
Two girls, one cup.
Hey, and now we're done.
Sup nerds.
Sup nerds, I'm your host Spike.
I'm your co-host Talbot.
And we have two very extremely special guests on today.
I don't know that we're extremely special. We've done this
so
a couple
extreme.
Of times before.
Extreme.
We're reasonably special.
It's been a long time. It's been like a good 20 episodes since we've had you.
I guess so, yeah.
I'm
Dan Mulcairn.
Isn't it like been a year? Don't we just do this? Oh, no, it's like half a year, huh?
We should definitely hash this out on the air,
right.
Though.
Yeah.
Let's,
as part of the episode.
So let's pull out our pocket calculators and figure out, okay, so.
You can play around at home too, listener.
Let us know in the comments how long, or the last episode that Kit and Dan were on. Death Save doesn't count, too, so that's a trick.
Also, I'm Kit. Hi!
Yep. Yeah, so these guys are visiting us live. They're in my house.
Live. Right now.
For now.
Whenever you're...
We were talking about 7 earlier, we don't know how long the...
Oh, the live? Oh, no.
Right.
Oh, God.
If you were going to be killed by by Kevin Spacey for your sin, like, which one would it be?
As in, which one, like, would I deserve, or which one would I most want?
Gluttony, because
I do that to myself every time
I eat.
So yeah. You deserve, Kit deserves gluttony.
What? Kit is her own Kevin Spacey,
yeah, I am
basically.
My own Spacey. I think I'd be most ready for her. Like, he would be like, why isn't she fucking dying?
You can't do anything to me that I haven't already. Already done to myself, Spacey.
Can I have another? More Cheetos.
It'd be like that episode of The Simpsons where they're like, all right, Homer, you get to eat infinity
That's
donuts.
Right.
And he's like, we're out of donuts. And he's
exactly.
Can I have any more donuts? All right. I'd be probably lust.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's what I deserve, but I would probably want.
Oh, wait. How does he kill the lust person?
I don't remember.
I think it's really gross.
It's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. No.
The lust person is a prostitute, and he... give someone else like a bladed strap on.
Ooh.
And makes him have sex with her.
That's
so there you go, Spike.
Yay.
Congratulations.
I'm doing it.
Pick your favorite orifice.
Well, I said I deserve my favorite orifice. Does it have to be on my body?
What about you, Dan?
I mean, if I had to pick, I'd pick Wrath, because that doesn't end up killing him. It just ends up killing someone else.
That's true, and you could probably get off with a good enough lawyer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he had, you know, cut off my wife's head and sent
it
to me
in a box.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
could say,
I was... spoiler alert for the ending of 7.
I don't know how I feel about Wrath now, Dan. Hold on,
I mean,
so...
I don't want to eat spaghetti until my stomach ruptures, okay?
Is that what you deserve? You deserve Wrath, or you'd want Wrath?
I'd want Wrath.
No, but what do you deserve?
What do I deserve?
What's your vice?
I don't know. Is, like, playing too many video games a vice?
I suppose you could say greed. I mean...
You think I'm
that's
greedy?
That's a stretch. No. You think I'm fucking greedy,
yeah.
Spike? You want to see this wrath happen?
That's right. Exactly.
No, I mean, like, I suppose you could stretch it, but I don't know.
I don't know.
It's your life, man.
I guess I'm just too perfect, you guys.
That's the thing. Poor pride it is.
Maybe.
It is.
Yeah.
Nice.
How does pride die? Spoiler pause. Spoiler cast.
He cuts off her nose and then basically hands her a phone... and hands her a bottle of sleeping pills. And he's like, you can call 911, but you'll be disfigured for the rest of your life. Or you can overdose on sleeping pills
and
die.
Clearly this was before really good shit, like, prosthetics.
Yeah, I mean...
Depends on what you can afford, I suppose.
That's true. Mm. Oh, who's beeping at me?
I think I might actually be Morgan Freeman in this situation.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Just throw your knife at a dartboard over and over again.
Yep. That's what I deserve.
Yeah.
That's my life.
That's my sin. I'm just too good with this knife.
My only sin is I'm too good with this here knife.
What about you, Toby?
Probably sloth. I'm a pretty
Me
lazy
too, yeah. If not lust, gluttony or, yeah, I'd probably be sloth.
Yeah, I would be sloth. Easy.
Or
easy.
Greed if I wasn't so damn lazy.
Right. So your sloth gets in the way of your greed, is what we've determined.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I would be just the greediest person if I wasn't so fucking lazy.
Yeah. Happy holidays, everyone. Yeah. Happy New Year.
It is the 31st.
Supnerds is apparently evil. So how's your week, Josh?
I've been, like, I started to get a sinus infection. So I went to the doctor because I'm going to be, like, you know, on a plane in less than a week. So I didn't want to be, like, super sick on a plane.
Right.
But it has moved from my sinuses into my ears, and my face hurts so bad. It is not a good time. That's basically been my week.
So I should just not scream loud.
It's not that. It's, like this whole section of my face, like my cheek, like my teeth. And then I get pain in my temple and behind my eye, and it's just, it's awful.
Well,
I'm a real downer.
Happy New Year, everybody. I didn't really do anything cool. I said
I was a Debbie Downer.
I've been just fucking podcasting like crazy, and I'm really getting tired from it.
Yeah, it's real hard to sit in a chair and talk.
Yeah.
Editing, mostly.
You can tell that Talby's experience with podcasting is very different from Spike's.
Yeah. I just sit around and be awesome. What do you do, Spike? I don't know. I do a lot of things. Yeah, fucking right. Yeah. How about our guests had a better week than Supnerds?
I ate spaghetti until my stomach ruptured.
Best day ever!
Yeah, I shaved my hair real close and covered myself in blood and then just, like, walked into a police station. Yeah, it was great. No, we'd been visiting family and stuff for holidays, so, you know, actually, eating enough spaghetti and eating spaghetti until our stomach ruptures is not terribly far from our experience with my family.
Every time I'm on vacation, I'm never hungry, and then I miss hunger, because hunger makes food taste better, and I'm right, just like, yeah. I guess I have to keep eating this delicious food because I can't any other time.
That's so true. I've been super poor for the past, like, 2 weeks. So I've been eating, like, ramen for every meal. And I've discovered some cool recipes where you add hot sauce and butter or margarine or whatever. But then, like, yesterday I was like, I got paid, and Kit and Dan were in town. So I was like,
oh, yeah.
Guys, we're going to eat all the things. So we went to El Sombrero last night. And I was like, I'm going to order a hot dog as a side. And I thought it was like a little kid's, like,
right, like a kid's.
Yeah, I thought it was off of the kid's menu. And I was like, I'm going to have a hot dog.
Maybe
and
some dino nuggets.
Yeah. Sir, you can't order off the kid's menu. Shut up. I do what I want. I'm gluttony. Do you know who I am? But yeah, I ordered it. The hot dog was fucking huge and wrapped in bacon and on this toasty, delicious thing. And
you got an enchilada.
Yeah, and I got rainbow enchiladas too. And yep. So I was gluttony last night. Yep.
Yeah, you had to hide the food from yourself so you wouldn't throw up.
Yeah, I seriously got like that weird food sickness where you're like, I feel ill. Like, I've just, I don't know.
Yeah.
So how's your scurvy been going with all that ramen you've been eating?
You know, like, I only lost a couple teeth. You know? That's cool. That's cool.
Okay. I mean, I know, you know, your piracy is sort of like this lifelong goal for you. So, you know, baby steps. But
piracy's in.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm waiting for the parrot.
No, I couldn't handle birds, dude.
Birds are gross.
I don't mind birds. I just couldn't handle them.
You think they eat ramen?
I mean,
leave a message in the comments if you think birds eat ramen.
There you go.
They'll probably eat anything. Yeah.
Should they is the question. The question I will answer is no. No, they should not.
Most likely not. So me and Talbs were super busy and tired and slothy this week, so we didn't come up with topics, but I hear that Kit and Dan have a really...
I have a minor one. Talby, I thought you said you had a little shum-shum.
Well, there's a bunch of stuff. I kind of keep up on movie news and stuff like that pretty regularly. So there was a couple of things that have popped up recently that I think are interesting. Specifically today, they released a clip of Emma Watson singing part of something. What is that song?
Something there? Tale as old as time?
No,
something there, right?
Yeah.
So they released like a 30-second, maybe even less than that, of her singing a part from that song from the new live-action Beauty and the Beast, which I was really excited for because like, I don't know about you guys, but like the live action Disney shit just has not interested me at all.
Did you see the Jungle Book?
I have, and I hated it.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Like the special effects were cool, but they didn't have like the songs, like they didn't have the buzzards. So I was just sort of like
the Beatles that weren't the Beatles.
Yeah, like they didn't have that. So I really didn't like it because I don't. To me, it's like if you're gonna make a live action remake of an animated classic, like. You like I understand they need to make it new and sort of different so it can stand on its own, but the but to completely ignore the things that made the original so awesome is just sort of stupid and sort of insulting to me.
Here's the thing, Dolby. The original Jungle Book is not actually a good movie. It has a lot of like things that are good about it, but is not a good
movie.
Now,
are we speaking of the cartoon one? Because there was a Jungle Book movie before
that. I'm talking about the cartoon one.
Yeah, no, so that's a remake.
Yeah. No, the Jungle Book animated one is not their best at all. No.
I think the issue with the original animated one is that it's essentially a series of unconnected scenes.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
You start off with this framing device of Shere Khan's back in the jungle, Mowgli needs to GTFO. Mm-hmm. Then he just kind of hangs around
for a bit, jungle adventures, runs into a bunch of different characters.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, Shere Khan appears, and like that's the thing. But like, I felt as though the live action one had a much stronger kind of through line, and they were able to like, you know, incorporate a lot of the scenes from the animated one while kind of tying it into the core narrative. And I would say that like they kept the strongest songs from the from the original, like they kept Bare Necessities, and they kept like I Want to Be Like You, and they kept Trust in Me.
But they just had like Baloo, or they just had King whatever.
King Louie.
Thank you. My face is starting to really hurt, actually. Like, it's really distracting. But he just sort of, like, talked his way through that song.
I mean, it's Christopher Walken.
Yeah, I mean, you know. He really, no, so, he did not. He Christopher Walkened his way through that song. Absolutely.
Okay. He just danced. That's all he did.
Yeah, I definitely didn't love any of the songs in the, I definitely love the original
the
animated
the casting
songs.
Of Bill Murray as Baloo was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Probably the best casting.
Yeah.
Mowgli was a kid. That's the problem when you do a live action.
He's a little brown kid. I mean, that's all you gotta. That's not a high bar to reach.
No, I mean, I didn't think he did. I didn't think he did particularly well. But I mean, he's a kid, so I'm not like being like, oh, he should have done better. I'm just saying, that's the
that's the risk you run when you cast children
if you're gonna,
in a movie.
Yeah, as opposed to if you did an animated thing, you could cast somebody older and or do like they do in Japan and just cast a female. Yeah.
Sure.
That's true.
So like with the Beauty and the Beast live action, like Emma Watson, I thought was a pretty okay choice for Belle. Like I don't think she's a particularly great actress in any way, shape or form, but like I was hoping that they weren't going to dub over her singing. Like I was worried.
Oh, yeah.
I was worried that they were going to dub over her singing, and so they released a clip, and it's actually really awesome. Like, it
and it's
really
her.
Nice.
It's her.
And it's her. It's her singing.
Cool.
Yeah,
I'll have to listen to that.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Just like imagining they dub her over with like Beyonce or something.
Rihanna.
Yeah, Rihanna.
Oh no.
Come on, Rue Boy. Boy.
That'd be great. I would watch that movie. They just replace. That's the. I was gonna. Yeah, never mind. Ah, on to whatever else
Shine
we're doing.
Bright like a diamond.
Ew.
So she sounds like.
God,
anyway.
I hate this.
Yeah, she's.
I can't stand Rihanna music.
Really? I like Rihanna.
Too repetitive. Too, like, not interesting.
Well, I think that's. Well, partly that's modern pop and. Might
hers,
also
like,
be like
seems
a.
Especially so.
Well, I think it might also be her cultural heritage because she does come from, like, that part of the world where, like, their songs are like, grab your leg. Grab your leg. Grab your leg.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Grab your leg.
Yeah, I'm just not.
Turn around. It's like urban square dancing. Like they just say the same thing over and over and over while telling you how to dance.
I also, like, she starts Umbrella in, like, F sharp, and that's, like, who does that?
Right?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Like, I mean, like, that's the thing is, like, a lot of music outside of American pop, you know, is like that, where they'll just be like, oh, we're going to fucking just do some weird combination of crap and it's really hard to sing it and stuff like that.
See, I like Umbrella except for the Ella.
Everything
else is good about that song.
But apparently it's not A, it's F sharp.
No, it's not A.
Well done.
Oh man. What'd you guys get for Christmas? Anything good?
I got a ton of comic books, which was what I was looking for. A bunch of trade paperbacks. My brother Tim asked for, he has a PlayStation 4, and he asked for a PlayStation 4 Pro. He didn't get it. He did, however, get $50 short of just buying a PlayStation 4 Pro.
Nice.
So I gave him $50, and he gave me his old PlayStation 4.
Nice.
So I bought a PlayStation 4 for $50.
Also under the agreement that we would play Overwatch with
also
him.
Under the agreement that I would buy and play Overwatch,
we bought
yes.
a PlayStation 4 for $50 and Overwatch.
Yes.
Nice.
So that was one of the crowning little bits of my Christmas.
I think that was the best thing.
Dude, yeah. Rock Band for PS4 is awesome.
Is it? Yeah. I haven't gotten to play it yet.
Oh, yeah, because we have it.
Yeah.
Oh. It's so good. Like, the changes that they've made to Rock Band, because Kit, Dan, and I have played a lot of Rock Band together.
Yes, we have.
Had a ridiculous amount of Rock Band. Yeah, the changes that they made to the game is really sweet.
I was a little worried about it because, like, so I played it, we played it on my Xbox 360, and I downloaded a ton of music for it.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently you can transfer all of your downloads over if you get an Xbox One.
Yeah, if you get the same system.
Yeah, but you can't do the cross.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm going to do, man. Yeah, there's a lot of songs I really want to download, yeah. But that's going to be like $200 worth of music.
Well, I mean, they've added so much fucking content for that game now. I mean, even though like it's not nearly as popular as it once was.
Oh, yeah.
They're still adding songs like almost on a weekly basis.
I saw they had Symphony X on there, and that's all I really need to see.
Yeah.
So.
So like my wish list is like hundreds of songs that every once in a while when there's like a party at our place, I'm just like, oh, I'll just buy like five more songs.
You do have to pay for songs. Is it like a bundle thing, like you pay $5 and you get like song credits or some bullshit?
No, well, they do like song packs where like it's a little bit cheaper, but there's chances are you're not gonna like every single song.
How much is like a song just to buy?
It's like $1.99, I think.
Yeah, I think it was about $2 when I played it on the Xbox anyway.
Yeah, $2 a song. Well, but they have fucking Baby Metal.
Yeah, I saw
that's
that.
Right.
And I got that shit on my PS4. Like, I saw that. I downloaded it.
They have Gimme Chocolate, right?
Yeah, Gimme Chocolate.
Do they have Megitsune?
No, the only one that they have is Gimme Chocolate.
Megitsune is the best. They're dead to me.
Baby like Metal
Ine. Ine is the best Baby Metal song. Ine.
Ine?
Ine. The one that like they do different genres of metal, and they have that little hip-hop rap part in the middle. I love that song.
You know that part where it's like, under my umbrella, Ella.
Hey. Yeah, because like hearing like cute little Japanese girls trying to be like they do that like maka from the chick, and you're like, oh, this is so cute.
Did you see the clip of Baby Metal performing Painkiller with Rob Halford?
No,
it's pretty good.
I need to watch that.
It's pretty good.
Oh, Rob Halford and Baby Metal.
Yep,
that's so
together
great.
At last.
Two great tastes that are really weird together.
The Baby Metal were on one of those like. That fucking React channel where it was like them reacting to people reacting to them.
Okay.
Man, it's some Inception shit right there.
Yeah, yeah. So like,
I think the internet just ate itself.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the internet has become Ouroboros.
But like, it was like really cute because like they're trying to like put on this like metal, you know, they have this metal persona, but they're still just like Japanese teenagers.
Yeah, they're just little kids.
Yeah, yeah. So they're like, oh, they like us. That is so cute. And, like, they're just like really adorable.
Well, yeah. When are we gonna see the two girls from Two Girls One Cup react to their reaction videos?
I don't know if I would want to watch that because they'd probably just get off on like everybody getting sick and throwing up.
That's true. That's true.
That happens in the video. Yep. So. Not that I've seen that video like five times.
Oh man, this took a turn.
It's the barf cast episode again.
Yeah, yeah, except yeah. Yuck.
So you guys are still on your network, right?
You know, I don't think so. They haven't sent us any emails saying
like a C&D. Stop using our name in your podcast.
Just stop existing, please.
No, we're hoping that this episode will do that.
We've talked about, you know, eating spaghetti until your stomach ruptures, and then we talked about Two Girls, One Cup, so, you know, off to a good start.
Ice podcast.
Let's see how far we can take it.
Two Girls, One Cup.
And now we're done. Death Save can stay. Kit was on Death Save.
Yes!
That won't release for probably... another 2 weeks? Oh, no, okay. Wait, that's... I don't remember. Who knows? I have no idea.
It's impossible to determine.
What year is it?
You know, you complain about being tired from podcasting, and you can't even give a date straight.
Wait, what?
I said you complain about all the work you did on podcasts, but you don't even know when they come out.
I mean, that's why.
I don't know how Dan remembers, like, the order in which fucking Smash Fiction comes out.
Because I'm obsessive.
Yeah, I guess. And you write it down. I don't look at that.
Well, there you go. So you do know. You know exactly how I am.
Where am I?
He uses this crazy technology called writing shit
exactly.
down.
It's like, called a calendar. Look it up.
I guess when I said I don't know, I mean, I just like, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know how to write.
But again, you do know. You yourself just said what it was.
I don't know.
I'm with Kit on this one because I usually do know all the things, but my brain is just overloaded with like I have to edit like fucking 7 podcasts, you know, and shit like that. Like, I have a lineup of like 7 podcasts that are already pre-recorded that I'm gonna have to edit at some point. So I'm just like, don't want to even think about it. I don't want to think of, I want to think about 2 Girls, 1 Cup instead.
There we go. No. It's good to use of your time.
Yeah, yeah, that's
it is.
So what do you have, Kit? What do you got for us?
Okay, I have a thing. We'll start with, should we start with the less interesting one? Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
It's your thing, man.
Sure. One thing we did was, okay, I don't want to spoil too much. How much are you guys into, like, Marvel?
Like, 5 out of 10.
Okay.
Like, I don't have money to read comic books, okay, but... I mean, I like the movies.
Okay.
And I Wikipedia shit more than I do anything else.
Maybe we'll just skip this one.
No, okay. Let's go nuts. Let's see what it is.
Come on, hit it up.
Okay, okay.
I'll delete it if it's crap.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you should know me by now, kid, that I will willingly have an opinion about anything, even if I don't know anything about it.
So this is a thing that Dan and I decided to do, or rather I did it, and then I forced Dan to do it.
Well, I started you off, and then you kind of took it
You didn't want to play the game.
Well, I sure did. I sure didn't.
Okay, so what are y'all's 3 least favorite Marvel characters?
Ooh, okay.
And like, try to like pick characters that you actually have like an opinion on. Like, not like you don't like them because you don't know anything about them.
All right, I got one for you right now. Is so we're going off of characters, right? Like, I kind of don't want to say this because then people will be like, because everybody loves them. Huh. But I'm gonna do it anyway. So
I hate Doom. So and everybody loves fucking Doctor Doom.
Oh, Doctor Doom,
yeah,
right?
I hate Doom.
No, I'm gonna go with. Let's go with, for starters, any of the like cosmic beings or stuff like that, like
Silver Surfer.
Yeah, the Beyonders and stuff like that.
Sure.
And
Watchers.
Yeah,
Galactus.
Yeah, Galactus. All those guys.
I heard lactose.
Lactose.
I don't think that's a Marvel.
Galactus intolerant.
I think that like
you can't eat those milk planets.
And I think that it's just a level of like, it doesn't always fit in there as opposed to just being like a Deus Ex Machina. Like, and then the one above all shows up and it's just like, fuck that. And this is what happens. Yeah. And it's like, well, okay.
I mean, the one above all is more or less literally a Deus Ex Machina.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
just like, oh, the Infinity Gauntlet is causing too many problems. So God himself is going to say, nope, no more of that.
The writers wrote themselves into a corner.
Yep.
Which, I mean, yeah, that happens, especially when you have, like, you know, 20 or 30 writers on a whole series that's all supposed to mesh together and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think that it would be way better if, you know, like, Phoenix was the one...
Like Galactus. The Cap.
Yeah, yeah, like, Cap's out. Yeah, exactly. And then, like, maybe Galactus, because he's still not even that powerful when you get into the
I think the reason Galactus works is because he's not, like, he's not really involved. Like, he's just kind of doing his thing.
Right,
and
yeah.
It's not like he's, like, actively working for or against the forces of good or evil. He's just like, nah, I'm just hungry, man.
Yeah, he's just, like, sort of this chaotic force that's trolling through the universe. Yeah. And
he's like a tornado.
Oh, man, I'm making that video.
Oh, my God. All of a sudden, like, there's a day, everything's going well, and then everyone just kind of starts to hear this deep... from, like, the depths of space, and you know what's coming.
Right.
All right, so of those, like, choose, you know, one or two or however many.
Well, I would say all of those.
No, pick your 3.
Or do I have to pick one?
I mean, just pick 3 of your least favorite Marvel characters that you...
Because after that, it would be Hawk Guy.
Okay.
Like legitimate, like, comic book Clint, not the shitty movie version.
I would say more so the shitty movie version, because I have read some Hawk Guy, and I liked those comics.
Okay.
And he tends to do... I mean, like, I don't know, I just... don't particularly like him that much.
All right.
I would say Marvel movie Hawk Guy.
Yeah, he's
I like
he's
way less than comic book.
Okay.
Who else? Okay, so...
you got Hawkeye. You have someone from the cosmic end of Marvel.
Yes.
Let's just say the one above all. Because he's the most, you know... Yeah.
Well, what is that character like?
That it's God. It's basically God.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You know the Living Tribunal? That
it's
giant golden
boss.
Dude with the three faces?
No.
Okay. There's a giant golden dude with 3 faces. He's like the second most powerful being in Marvel. He works for the one above all.
Where is it compared to like the beings that the Asgardians worship?
Oh, those that Watch Above in Shadow?
Something like that,
So when Thanos had his Infinity Gauntlet, he was able to beat the Living Tribunal, correct? Yeah. So, but that was only, you know, Thanos at his absolutely most powerful, but then the one above all still fucked him up. So.
Yeah, he's like,
he's essentially, he's God. So yeah. Essentially God.
Okay, so the one above all, Hawkeye.
That's a real, so the most powerful, the most powerful one, the least powerful one.
All right.
I'm actually going to go, I know that she's more powerful. I've read some Squirrel Girl comics. I know she's more powerful than she is, and her comics could be amazing, but I just don't like her.
Squirrel Girl?
So, yeah, we'll go.
Oh,
spoken like a person who has not read her comics.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Tavi, your bottom three.
So my bottom three, probably Wolverine.
Yep.
I would probably say, if it was four, I would probably just say the Fantastic Four, but I'll probably go with The Thing and Squirrel Girl.
Okay.
All right. Once again, also have not read her comics.
No. Well, I mean, I've read her wiki.
I promise you, if you guys read her comics, you would do a total 180 on her.
Well, okay. Well, actually, I don't know about Talby.
Well, like,
I'm hating, but
well, like that's kind of it. Because like the reason why I really don't like Squirrel Girl is because like it is just like she's like a chick who talks to squirrels, and like it always seems like she has a really big fan base, and so they write her up. To the point where, like, oh, Squirrel Girl is going to beat Thanos. Like, all right.
That's her really, thing. Like, her I thing can't... is that she can beat anyone.
Yeah, and that started, like, as a great... It kind of started off as, like, a joke.
Yeah.
But it's just so...
The way they do it in the comics is brilliant.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really, really smart.
Did it start way back when she...
When she beat Doom. Yeah, when she beat Dr. Doom.
Doom! He deserves to be taken down by squirrels.
Anyway,
all
right. We can't get into why Squirrel Girl is actually really great, but go ahead.
She's in my top three. But, okay. So, now, we're going to play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Characters. Well, I mean, if I kill God, does that unmake everything else?
And I don't know.
Completely.
I feel like marrying God is a good.
You're set for life.
Yeah. I mean, mine actually seems pretty easy at this point. So fuck Squirrel Girl. Not like fuck her, like fuck Squirrel. Like, yeah, fuck her. Because I'm really sort of indifferent about her, but I
mean, yeah.
She's kind of bootylicious.
Yeah, and I'm sort of the same way with Talbs on this one. I see a hype train. I know a hype train when I see one. And it's like, yeah. Well, it's like Spider-Man's power. You know, Spider-Man's power grows with popularity. And Captain America's power shrinks with popularity because he's not popular. So, But anyway. So, like, fuck Squirrel Girl. Kill Hawk Guy and marry God.
Great.
The one above all.
So, this is very awkward with my girlfriend sitting in the room.
Sure.
I'd probably marry Squirrel Girl because she is apparently a fantastic nanny.
She's
very good at home. So
she's hilarious.
I'd probably fuck Wolverine because because Wolverine he'd be a very much like a one and done.
Sure. You know?
He's just a lot of experience, right?
Yeah, he's been around for like over a century, so he's got some tricks up his sleeve.
Yeah, so
don't call me.
I definitely fuck Wolverine, and I would definitely kill the Thing because fuck the Thing.
You don't like The Thing?
No, I don't like
The Thing. The Thing is the best member of the Fantastic Four. That's just the truth.
Well, I mean, I kind of like Reed Richards just because, like, he's a fantastic asshole.
Yeah.
Like, he's dicked over so many other people, like Marvel superheroes and stuff in the past that I kind of like him. But The Thing is just, like, mopey.
The Thing is like Spider-Man if Spider-Man wasn't as, like, smart and witty. Like, you know, he's just like this average guy who ended up getting superpowers, and he's just sort of like, you know, he's just this boy from the streets of New York.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Yeah, exactly.
What did he call that? That clobbering time.
Yeah.
Some of the clobbering.
That's really good.
I like The Thing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it's your opinion, man.
Yeah.
That's
your murder, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, mine was...
Yeah, I'm curious.
Fucking Dr. Doom. I hate Namor so much, too.
I was contemplating Namor, but...
And was my third Wolverine? Or was it someone else?
I don't remember who your third was.
I know I really don't like Wolverine.
It might have been Wolverine.
Okay. Oh, I don't even remember my decision. It was so hard on me.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch any of them. I think we decided that... Namor was probably going to be the best husbando.
Right, because then you'd at least be queen of Atlantis.
I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of power there.
Yeah, yeah. He can go fuck other people. That's what they do in royalty anyway.
I mean, well, like, Doom also, you'd be
no,
queen
but
of
then
Latvania.
I have to fucking listen to him talk about
how
himself.
How great he is.
Oh,
yeah.
He hates so much.
I'm going to change Squirrel Girl to Doom, okay? And I still will fuck him, just hate fuck.
Yeah, and see, I eventually, ooh, I don't like it, but...
I stick your dick through that grill in his mouth.
I eventually decided, like, yeah, I guess I'd sleep with Doom, because at least he's, like, pretty under there.
Is he?
He's supposed to be. He's handsome.
Okay. Well, now he is. No, they recently fixed his face.
Yeah.
He's Iron Man now, but that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. And then, just fucking kill Wolverine. Just go away. Yeah.
Just go away.
I'm done.
Isn't Wolverine a female now?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm not referring to that
one.
Yeah,
I figured you weren't,
Logan.
But I was... Didn't they actually kill Wolverine?
Yeah, the original James Howell Wolverine is dead. There is now Laura Kinney, aka X-23, has now become Wolverine.
Yeah, she's taken the mantle.
And
right?
Also, Old Man Logan is now in the Marvel Universe.
So, like
he's come from his little alternate future, and he's running around with the X-Men. Yeah, he's running around with the X-Men now.
What did Dan get? Or did Dan refuse to play?
I eventually made Dan.
Well, okay, so my bottom three are The Punisher.
Oh, yeah. Oh, changing. Yeah, I'm changing one of mine to The Punisher.
The Punisher, I love The Punisher. Cable, and Red Hulk. Because I can't stand Red Hulk.
Really? I guess I don't know anything about Red Hulk.
He's the worst. Anyway.
Yeah, I hope you didn't choose to fuck Red Hulk. Well, be dead.
I chose to kill the Punisher and then take his gun and shoot myself in the mouth. I was like,
no, Dan, you have to play the game properly.
You don't fuck Red Hulk. Red Hulk fucks you.
I mean, yeah, I think I ended up killing Red Hulk. I think I married Cable. Because he's kind of old, and I figure he'll probably die eventually, and then I can get his travel device.
Yeah, he has that, like, that mutation sickness.
Yeah, exactly.
Disease,
like, eventually the techno-organic virus will just take him, and then I'll grab his time machine and his giant gun. And...
See, a Punisher is a family man. He'll protect you real good.
I guess, but, like...
He's not gonna let his second family die.
I feel like the Punisher will want to forget our one-night stand as much as I do. So, like, we do it, it's over, it's fine. I never have to see him again. And that's the most I can ask for.
Yeah, maybe if you fuck the Punisher, he'll kill himself afterwards.
That's what I can hope for, yes.
It'll just send him over the edge.
Look, one night with me and all these guys are going to want to kill themselves. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, one night in Bangkok.
That's right.
Right, like, I'm like, I'll fuck Red Hulk, I'll fuck Doom, I'll fuck... Who else you got?
Send them in.
I'll fuck the Thing.
Rocky people.
My dick is Rocky, too. My dick is not Rocky.
Oh, God, get that shit checked.
My dick is not Rocky. Or is it?
It's right. Not a boxer.
Leave a message in the comments if you think Spike's dick is Rocky.
Get you had other
okay.
things.
Okay, so these were all discussions we were having on a, like a long drive. So the other one, Colin was playing a little bit of Colin from Smash Fiction.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of it. What's that? What is that? What is Smash Fiction?
What is Colin?
Colin is a human male.
Oh, I was going to make...
Yeah, describe
Dan,
Colin in D&D.
You dropped the ball. We could have said he was anything. He's a sentient sandwich.
There you go.
He passed the time. He brought up those some would-you-rathers.
Uh-huh.
And there was one that the whole car was divided upon. Usually people can agree, but Dan and I still disagree on this one. So, would you rather sweat poop...
Yes, that one.
Oh my god.
I've always wanted to sweat poop.
Or poop live wasps. Right? This tore our family apart.
Oh man.
Now, the caveat is the wasps do not sting you. Whilst you are pooping them.
Yeah. So, but
once
they are free,
it's anyone's game.
They are free wasps. You cannot tell them what to do.
Yeah. What is the, like, mass of poop?
Is it
a poop-sized ball, like a normal...
It is a normal poop's worth of wasps.
Poop's worth of wasps.
But when you sweat, is that just like a normal, like, would it just be like actual poop or would it be like poop water?
I mean, it would probably be diarrhea, right? Like diarrhea-esque.
All right.
Okay. But it's poop.
Well, I hear the obvious answer. The obvious answer is the poop wasps. is poop wasp.
No! I agree, Talvi.
Yeah, because you can contain that shit really easily.
I'm saying you just set up a vacuum.
Yeah.
And then, like...
Yeah. Oh, you came to that after. That was, like, the final thing. Okay. Well, no, because, like,
even when it comes down to, like, a toilet situation, like, you're just, like, pooping, like, shut the lid real fast. There's no wiping involved.
See, my issue is, if it's a multi-stage movement, you know? Like...
Yeah.
If you got some wasps on the outside and some wasps on the inside, and there's a little bit, you know, yeah. It's tricky.
You sit there with, like, a couple of fly swatters in each hand, you'll be fine.
No, sure. God, no.
I don't think that you guys have actually thought this through. What does constipation mean for this? Like, what is...
Oh, Jesus.
What does diarrhea mean? Like,
just
you gotta...
Just liquefied wasps.
No. I think that only controls the rate at which they are emerging.
Right.
Right. Well, that you could, like, poop so hard, like, when you have diarrhea, you just go, like, you know, just like, oh, the,
so
hit the toilet.
We, oh my god,
die.
We had the puke poop cast the other day. So that puts a whole new, like, when you're so sick that you're, like, switching back and forth.
Oh,
between,
right.
Like,
yeah.
Do you puke wasps too, or is bees?
No, you just
you puke, you puke bees. Bees.
I think there's just a portal. And like, what would be
right?
What would be normal human waste is transformed alchemy-like into wasps.
I think that that's actually Stephen Hawking's original theory on black holes.
Yeah,
was
absolutely.
That he wanted to poop wasps?
Yes.
It's like a Stan Lee villain, the wasp pooper.
He was really running out of ideas in the mid '90s.
Oh, wow.
We got to trademark it before DC gets it. The wasp pooper.
So what would you choose, Spike?
I choose to fuck the Red Hulk.
I choose death.
I choose death. You know, it's a really tough call. Okay, so what are the logistics of poop sweat?
See, I mean, anytime you would sweat.
Because, like, I'm sweating, like, right now.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
This room would just be full of poop smell.
Yeah. You would more or less constantly be covered in a thin layer of poop.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not covered in a thin layer of sweat constantly.
So, but then would you not poop at all? And all of your toxins...
No, otherwise your body works the same way. You just exude poop through your skin as a means of cooling yourself.
Yeah, but just think of, like, all the laundry and shit. Because, like you, like, sweat at night, like, when you're in bed.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to take Kit's side on this one so she doesn't feel so alone.
No.
But it's really,
okay.
I can't.
I would just accept my poop fate. Not my wasp poop fate, my sweat poop fate. And go live somewhere very cold.
Yeah, just and by yourself, presumably.
No, but
damn,
still,
I see how it is. No, yeah, I wouldn't be with your fucking wasp pooping ass, that's for sure.
But you would still, like, you would still sweat, and then you would sweat poop, and then it would freeze to you, and then you have frozen poop stuck to your skin.
I would just make sure I was always really cold. It would be a very uncomfortable existence. But there would be no wasps near my genitals.
Right? You'd be like, you're like the Hulk from the TV show.
Yeah,
just like at the end of every episode, you're just like trying to get a ride. People passing you, just like, you're like, you look like
Brown Hulk.
Yeah, you look like Carrie, but you're just, instead of pig's blood, it's just poop.
Somebody stops and they're just like, oh, no.
Those two girls from Two Girls, One Cup pull up. They're like, hey, what's up? Like, how you doing? That's who you spend the rest of your life with.
Yeah.
Yeah,
at least I'd have companionship, right?
They would just be licking you all the time. And
this is the worst podcast.
Yeah.
Yay, you guys did. yeah, sorry, kid. I'm going to have to poop wasps.
All right.
I'm sorry. I really tried to take your side so I wouldn't feel so... Who else was on your side? Is it just Kit?
I think it was just you.
I think it was
I
just
I think you're
me.
The only one who wants to sweat poop.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks.
I mean, nobody...
Kit Mulcairn of Smash Fiction wants to sweat poop.
All right. I will bring home some wasps one day, Dan, and I will show you the terror.
Oh, my God.
And
yeah.
Put them in
the toilet. Like, in the toilet, opens it up. I thought you wanted this. This is what you wanted, isn't it, Dan? Isn't it? You vile poop sweat woman.
And then I'm going to smear poop on you, and then I'll ask you, really, which is worse? Really, which is worse,
it's
Dan?
It's the poop. It's the poop. I'm telling you right now.
No,
it's the poop.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I have a different relationship with poop. I realized how weird that sound is coming out.
The Saw movies got weird. Real weird towards the end.
I mean,
Kit has Jigsaw would be fantastic.
Would you?
She's like, do you want to play a game?
Do you want to play
no,
a game?
No, I don't want to play a game. She's just, like holding a deck of magic cards, like, aww.
But he wants to play with me because I smell like poop.
You know, maybe I would become a really weird Jigsaw if my life was just poop sweat. Just poop sweat and loneliness.
That's going to be the title of Kit's novel, My Life with Poop Sweat.
The Poop Sweat Vlog.
Did you guys ever watch that? It was on Netflix, the Would You Rather.
My Life with Poop Sweat.
My Life with Poop Sweat. No, it was the Would You Rather movie.
No, I didn't even
hear about it. It was okay. I was bored one night.
Okay. Like how you're already justifying it and you haven't even told us what it is.
I didn't even really like how was this thing.
I didn't watch it a couple times. No, it's basically, yeah, they make a death game out. It's like a combination Saw and the game Would You Rather.
Wow.
Oh, but it ends up being like, slice your eyeball out and shit like that. Yeah.
Oh,
torture porn.
I know they made the Darwin Awards movie.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was really boring, but
Metallica was in it.
Yeah, and Adam Savage and the other guy, the Mythbusters were in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jamie
All right.
Heineman.
Fox. Kennedy. What was the Darwin Awards about?
I don't even remember. It's a really bad
movie. Was it like a documentary? Like these are the people who have won the Darwin Awards.
I think it was like a fictionalized sort of tale about some of the people who have won Darwin Awards.
Yeah, I think it was about someone who was like investigating.
Yeah.
That sort of thing, and then like when he would get into a new area, like you would see what happened. But yeah, it was like presumably based on the real Darwin Awards,
right?
But it was just sort of like. Yeah, it was just all, like, a fictionalized sort of framework around which, like, they were just examining these weird things.
I just remember watching it and being like, oh, hey, fuck, it's Mythbusters.
Yeah.
And then, like, the rest of the movie is just a blur.
Yeah, and then Metallica shows up at some point.
Because I was just, yeah.
I was imagining it'd be, like, maybe, like, Final Destination, but with stupid, like, actual ways people died.
I still haven't received my Darwin Award. Try.
Well, you need to die first.
I know.
You need to remove yourself from the gene pool.
I'm trying. Sasha Grey was in Would You Rather.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Oh.
She did okay. Her best acting credit this so far.
I love that Sasha Grey is trying to become an actress.
Most porn stars are trying to now.
It's worse than like WWE like wrestlers trying to become movie stars.
Hey, The Rock is amazing.
The Rock is amazing, but there's like still some of them that you're like, really, like what was the little guy who was in Leprechaun?
Hornswoggle.
Yeah, Hornswoggle. They made a Leprechaun movie with Hornswoggle, and I was just like,
Part of the Leprechaun series?
Yes.
Oh. It's supposed to be like a reboot, isn't
it? So it's probably the best one of the Leprechaun series.
Don't you dare diss talk. I can't even do that.
Yeah,
the first Leprechaun movie is one of those movies where it's like, if you like pulpy, shitty horror movies, like it's great because it's Warwick Davis playing the Leprechaun. It's pretty amazing.
I heard Leprechaun in the Hood was pretty good.
Oh, I did hear that.
It adopted the campiness and stopped trying to be a good movie. That's what I've done. I've never seen it, but I've heard.
Somebody really big was in the first one. Someone got their like.
Was it Warwick Davis? Because he's short.
Who was it?
Yeah. Get out.
That was real good.
Get out of your own podcast.
Yeah, we're taking this over.
All right. It's thank God. fuck it. Let's call it. Are you looking something up?
Yeah, I'm looking up who. There was somebody like.
This is important.
I think it was. Hold on. Just give me a second. I mean, we don't have to record this, me looking up me IMDb-ing Leprechaun. I think I'm probably the first one in a decade who has done so.
They just took the IMDb.
Oh, I've never seen a website with actual literal cobwebs on it.
That'd be pretty great. Have you played any good board games lately, Dan?
Any good board games?
Any, like, new ones?
Yeah, like new ones.
We haven't really played a lot of board games recently, have we, Kit?
No, I mean, nothing new. Like our
Jennifer
I mean,
Aniston was in the
original. Oh, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Does Sentinels count as a board game?
Yeah, we've been playing a lot of Sentinels.
Did you guys get the new, like, expansion
Oblivion?
Thing? I don't know if that's what it is. Aster has it, where you can play as, like, a team. Like, one person plays as a team of...
Oh, yeah, with the Sentinels, yeah.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, that's one of the characters is the Sentinels. And it's, right, like, four. It's, like, they're, like, the Fantastic Four, basically.
Gotcha. Yeah. I played it once really drunk and... Mm-mm. Over at Stefan Astor's place.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We love Sentinels. We actually just last night played an RPG called Masks.
Oh, that's fun.
It's a Powered by the Apocalypse game. but it's a game of teenage superheroes.
Oh, and, yeah. Dan was telling us about it the other day. Yeah. Other Dan. Ugly Dan.
Yes. The mechanics are perfect. Like, for his, it's probably the best design powered by the Apocalypse game I've ever seen.
Really?
And because, like, instead of having, like, core stats, or rather, your core stats are labels, and it's, like, what people, how people think of you and how you think of yourself. So it's, like, there's, like, dangerous, there's, like, mundane, there's superior, there's, like, savior, and, like, they change constantly based on how you feel about yourself.
Monster Hearts works that way, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really? What do they call it? Conditions?
Yeah, yeah, they're called conditions.
Yeah, there's conditions in that Masks as well, where it's, like, you know, you can become afraid or you can become, like insecure and that sort of thing. And it works. The storytelling that comes out of Masks is exactly what I want out of a teenage superhero game. It's really, really good.
I love playing teenagers so much.
Especially when you play a teenager who can turn into a bear, as you did yesterday.
Nice.
I was Russian.
Of course you were.
When are you not?
Oh, I mean, I guess in my constant state of partial Russianness. So, yes.
Yeah, well, thanks for joining us, guys.
It was our pleasure. Yeah, always good to hang out with you guys.
Like to let people know where they can find you?
Yeah, once again, we're on the Smash Fiction podcast. We're on iTunes. We're on pretty much every podcatcher we could possibly put ourselves on. So, but do a search for Smash Fiction podcast if you're just looking around blindly. You'll find us eventually. We're on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr.
Would you like to say what Smash Fiction is about?
I guess. Smash Fiction is a show where we take a couple of fictional characters every week and we put them into some weird contest. A lot of times it's a fight, but we've had thievery matches between Black Cat and Catwoman. We've had battles of the bands between Deathglock and Wild Stallions, which our lovely co-hosts here on Sup Nerds were a part of. There's a weird lightning round that happens every match where the judge comes up with something entirely random that the guests haven't prepared for, in which the competitors are not quite suited for, and we have to argue in circles about why our person would win, and then the judge decides who wins by the end of the match. And once a month we also put out an actual play RPG podcast called Extraordinary League, which is an RPG that I run, and the other hosts of Smash Fiction play as various fictional characters and run around and throw dinosaurs, and at the moment are fighting zombies.
Awesome. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. I think I'll probably put this out on the first, so
yeah,
we're doing it.
Here's to a better year.
Not looking good.
Bye, nerds.
Bye.
Podcast.